Hey, this is Sean Burns, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Molly was in college when she got pregnant. She took my credit card and bought a diamond ring. Funny, 'cause I never thought I'd see her again. After the last time that she swore she'd left. But it's hard when the people that you love are acting mean, breathing fire all over your gasoline. Yeah, the phone call ringing just the other day. Daddy, how come you gotta work so far away? Moved out there 'cause the money was quick. The houses are cheap and the schools are good. Yeah, but it's hard when the people that you love are acting mean, breathing fire all over your gasoline. Truck up to the Timberland Hotel. I had a burger and a beer and some off sale. Throw the case in the back, but I popped one quick. Ain't nothing tastes as good as the very first sip. But it's hard when the people that you love are acting mean, breathing fire all over your gasoline. You love start acting mean, breathing fire all over your gasoline. Molly was in college when she got pregnant. She took my credit card and bought a diamond.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here for you, playing you the good stuff. And we are pre-recorded this week. Quite a bit in advance. So, if something's happened lately, I'm not going to mention it, because it hasn't happened yet for me. So I'll tell you all about it next week, for sure. But we got a bit of a special episode here for you today, and it's it's kind of for a funny reason, I guess. We kicked off with our friend Sean Burns there from his album "It Takes Luck to Get the Best of Me." We heard "Gasoline," of course. Sean, in addition to being a fine country music troubadour, honky tonk hero of ours. Has for a few years now hosted a show called Boots and Saddle on CKUW, which of course professes to bring you beautiful country music by beautiful country music vocalists, right, Barb? Sean, he's a passionate, knowledgeable guy. He knows his country music. And he's a bit of a purist, I guess you could say. He's a snob. Let's get right down to it. He's a country music snob. He knows what country music is and what it isn't. And he has this tendency to hate on singer-songwriters, which always makes me laugh, because I don't know if he's heard his own records, especially that one. Buddy, I think you might be a singer-songwriter with pedal steel. Boots and Saddle, I'm getting off track. a few weeks ago. So Sean, he's been on the road with Cor Blund. He's a Hurtin' Albertan now. He's playing the bass and the harmonica and the Hurtin' Albertans, and good for him. And it's taken him away from a lot of the things that he normally does, includes playing shows all over the place in Winnipeg. He never plays here anymore. Takes him away from the Northern Report. Haven't heard the Northern Report in a while. And it's been making it difficult to record Boots and Saddle. And so he's had some special guests filling in. And of course, for an entire month, he had Brian Saunderson from Hurtin' For Real from Kamloops, BC, doing amazing shows. And then he's had a bunch of other guests in there along the way. And a few weeks ago, Sean sends me a message and says, hey, would you be interested in hosting an episode of the show? Like, well, what, really? Like, are you trying to sabotage your own show, or like, what's the deal here? He's like, no, I don't know. I need some more pre-records. I don't have time to do it. And I thought it might be interesting. And I was like, well, sure, of course I'd do that. But you got to host an episode of Tell the Band to Go Home at some time. And he said, all right, that sounds great. And he gave me the date. He said you can record the April 12th episode of Boots and Saddle. And I was like, okay. And I started putting together a playlist. I was thinking, what am I going to do for Boots and Saddle? So I've been racking my brain. Like, how am I going to come up with a country music show for Snobby Sean Burns? And play stuff that, you know, I think that when you get a, like, the reason I want Sean to host the show and someday is I want to hear some different stuff. I want to hear what, you know, what he's interested in. And what his spin on a singer-songwriter show would be, you know? So I figured I don't want to just go and do, you know, classic honky-tonk country, because he does that so well every other week. So what can I play for the listeners of Boots and Saddle that they might not otherwise hear? So I started building this playlist, and I call it Recommended If You Like Country Music. And this is going to be country music. Or is it? It's like if you like country music, you'd probably like these bands and artists, even though not really, you know, snobby purist country, that's for sure. So I started putting together this show, and I thought this is going to be a great episode of Boots and Saddle. And then very shortly after that, Sean announced that he was quitting the show. He wasn't going to do it anymore. And that Don Stixel was going to host April 12th. So, Don Stixel, not Jeff Robson. So I've got this idea that I've been sitting on, and, guess I'm not doing an episode of Boots and Saddle, so I'll just do it today. So one of the first bands that came to mind, and a lot of these are bands and artists that get accused of being country bands and artists, but if you go see them, you go like, I don't think so. That's a rock and roll band with a pedal steel. And so there's going to be a lot of that today. And one of the first bands that popped into mind was this. Well, I'm going to play some classic Canadiana here in this first little set. And this band, they get accused of being a country band and a folk band and a roots band and all that. I mean, I guess when you get right down to it, they're just a rock and roll band, but they wear some great influences on their sleeve, and I had a hard time picking what song would best embody this, but I'm going to go back to the classic record, Restless, from 1992. Here's not really a country band, Sky Diggers.
Door. After I poured one Don't you know that we're out of touch? Yeah, we fight too much. How'd we ever get so messed up every night? We say the craziest things. You know our words, they once had wings. Now it's all covered up in double talking lies. There's a stranger looking back when I look in your eyes.
Well, don't you know that we're out of touch? Yeah, we fight.
Tell me I should know
But then you're telling me, oh no, you don't listen. You're missing something you don't know. But do you know that how I'm feeling just won't show unless we're saying it straight to one another. No other way to see this love. Saying it straight to one another, no other way to see this love grow. And I'll know, 'cause I don't know all that you know. I'll tell you something that I can show you, honey, but only if you listen to me. Just listen to me. Only if you listen to me.
kind of a double shot, I guess you could say. That's a great record. If you've never, you know, if you call yourself a country music fan in this country and you've never heard that record, and let's be honest, most people haven't. It's kind of an under the radar gem. You might want to track it down. Or that lady's name is Wendy Bird. That was Deliver Me from an album called Natural Wonder. It's all songs written by Winnipeg's own Jeffrey Hatcher, who's an absolute gem of a human being and a musician and just one of the greatest songwriters to ever come from this city. And not widely enough known or appreciated, that's for sure. He, I guess, reached his peak popularity, I guess you could say, with alongside Billy Budd Cowsill in The Blue Shadows, who we heard before that from the album Lucky to Me. We heard I Know, and if you can find yourself one of those Blue Shadows records, do it. Do it now. Do it soon. Do it often. Gems. Absolute gems. Blue Rodeo in there. Bit of a contentious issue. You know, Blue Rodeo, if you like the country music, dig up their first record, Outskirts, if you haven't. It's a country music gem for sure. We heard Heart Like Mine. Of course, everything after that is you'd have a hard time spotting the country and everything they've done since then, I think. But that one, Outskirts. And a band that they introduced me and many people to over the years. Many great shows opening for Blue Rodeo, Skydiggers. We heard something from the classic album Restless just before the rain, where this is the episode of CKUW's Boots and Saddle that you never got to hear. So we're doing it here on UMFM. My name's Jeff, tipping our hat to Sean Burns over there at CKUW, playing you some stuff that if you like the country music, I think you'll like this stuff. And in some of these cases, they're just folks that I'm always looking to introduce new people to, including this guy right here, who, you know, it's one of my goals in life is to play this guy's music as long and as loudly and as often as possible. And so you know that. But what you don't know is that he's kind of the favorite songwriter of a lot of your favorite songwriters, including I know Sean likes the Prairie Oyster. You like the Prairie Oyster, right? Well, Russell DeCarl did a bunch of writing with this guy, and if you like the Prairie Oyster, I bet you'll recognize this song, but maybe not this version. This is the late, great Willie P. Bennett.
Goodbye. I never rocked the boat, I never said no to all the cool tricks you had to show. You said my heart and soul was not enough. I wasn't ready to call your bluff. But trouble's brewed, someone's got to pay, and now it's time for me to have my say. Well, goodbye to love, so long, sweetheart, and hello to a brand new start. Like I'm gonna die. Well, I suffered the blues, babe. I don't feel bad. You can't hold what you ain't never had. You think without your love I can't survive. It's true, I love you, God, I don't know why. The chain is broken, here's a souvenir. These three things I'm gonna say to you, dear. Goodbye to love, so long, sweetheart, and hello to a brand new start. Well, goodbye. Hello to a brand new star.
spooking the horses. They're wild and they're scared. That bright colored makeup and those clothes that you wear. And I seen you dancing last night neath the tree. Spooking the horses, you're scaring me. Where the road meets the highway, those bright city lights must have shone through your windshield and got into your eyes. But I guess you thought that they'd set you free. You're spooking the horses, you're scaring me. You're not tying your hair like you never before, and you're driving faster than I've ever seen. You're spooking the horses, you're scaring me.
I'm going out to ease my mind. or maybe go head east. There I'd finally get some relief from the plans and the friends that I made around here. But I'm not saying that I blame no one for all of this that I got on. I just know I gotta get my head clear. I'm going back to Trois Rivières. I got some good folks living there, and a couple of girls who deserve better than me. Friends that I got waiting on hand.
Thank you. like they had gunned him down. I was framed. They took me away like I was the only one to blame. Framed. Guilty, they said, railroaded me on a one-way train. Framed. And on judgment day, they want me to hang my head in shame. But I was framed, and that's all I'll say.
Almost felt you touching me just now. I wish I knew which way to turn go. I feel so good, then I feel so bad. Wonder what I ought to do. If I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye to come and be with you. I can hardly stand, got nowhere to run. Another sinking sun, one more lonely night. The wind keeps blowing somewhere every day. Tell me things get better somewhere up the way. Just dismal thinking on a dismal day. Sad songs for us to bear. Sometimes I write happy songs, but then sometimes little things are wrong. You know, I wish they all could make you smile. Tomorrow maybe we can get away. I'm coming home soon and I want to stay. Wish you could come with me when I go again. I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye to come and be with you. But I can hardly stand, got nowhere to run. Another sinking sun, one more lonely night. If I could only fly, if you could only fly, if we could only fly, there'd be no more lonely nights. Thanks. Thanks, Ed.
Canadian classic there. If you tilt your head just right, you could probably mistake Ron Hynes' first couple of records for country music. I think if you're into country music, I think you'd like those Ron Hines records, especially the first couple. No Kathleen there from Crier's Paradise. What a gem. We heard Blaze Foley in there with a song. You might, if you're a Boots and Saddle fan, you might have heard Merle Haggard do that song, If I Could Only Fly, written by Blaze Foley, though. That's from Live at the Austin Outhouse. Before that, we heard Chris Knight. He's a dark, dark soul, that Chris Knight, from his self-titled record. Is that one of the ones that Fred co-wrote? I think it is. Framed. Good stuff there from Chris Knight, especially early on. We heard the D-Rangers in there. Had to throw that one in. Man, oh man. That is some classic Winnipeg country music right there. Trois Rivières from the Paw Paw Patch. Doesn't sound like any other D-Rangers music, but man, it's good. And if it gets your toe in the door and gets you to feeling the love for the D-Rangers, then give her. Fred in there before that, Spookin' the Horses from Lipstick Lies and Gasoline. Is that his most country record? Perhaps. And of course, the legend Willie P. Bennett. Goodbye, so long, hello. I wanted to play a couple of things from a country music singer and songwriter that I think Sean Burns would like if he would just give him a chance.
I put away 15 grand doing one night stands, mostly liquor stores and filling stations. Me and this peeping Tom by the name of J.D. Swan and any number of his odd blood relations. This was armed robbery in 1957, and mostly our getaways were clean. Then I'd pay off the boys and bury my bread out on Highway 17. I had 5 kids and a wife with 1 dress and a yard full of cars that wouldn't run. My 2 oldest boys, they were on to my noise. They despised what their daddy done. But I did my thing the best that I could, making plans by the light of day. And the night would fall, and it was time to call, and I was always on my way. Now J.D., he was crazy, and he was inbred, and he drank whiskey like it was going out of style. You know, I should have seen it coming, the writing was on the wall. He was getting just a little too loose and wild. And he made his mistake out on Airline Drive. You know, those North Houston cops are quick. They blew a hole in J.D. the size of Dallas and put a lump on my head with the brunt of a nightstick. You know that 5 to 10 in Huntsville ain't no good time, boys, but I walked that line, do you know what I mean? 'Cause my mind was snug on that hole I dug out on Highway 17. I said my mind was snug on that hole I dug out on Highway 17. So I served my time only way I knew how, thinking big and making plans. All about the way I was gonna change the world when I get my hands on that 15 grand. You know, the E.W. and Herschel, my 2 oldest boys, they took care of their mom and their little sisters the best way that they could. Dealing dimes and stealing hubcaps, you know, pretty soon they were doing good. So I walked out those prison gates a free man on the first day of November 1963. I kissed my wife and I hugged my babies, but they didn't seem the same to me. You know, the boys looked on, they were already grown. It was written across their eyes and their faces. I'm the perfect sample of a bad example, gone forever from their graces. But baby, 6 long years and a lot can change, many miles beyond your wildest dreams. But a 6-lane wide modern interstate ride out on Highway 17, Love, they sunk my ship neath the concrete strip out on Highway 17. Man, they broke my back, they built a concrete track out on Highway 17. Well, you know it ain't funny, but they buried my money out on Highway 17. I don't wanna wind up bitter, lost inside a silent rage. I become like Rilke's panther out here locked up in a cage. The old man I've been talking to has cotton in his ears, but then who am I to blame him? I've had mine stopped up for years singing, come on, funny feeling. My windshield like some Armageddon sprawl. Planting palm trees in the desert makes no sense to me at all. In a science fiction world where walking wounded leave their mark, I just took my place among them, trying to find a place to park, singing, come on, funny feeling. The funny feeling comes when you're in love with everyone, and all your races have been run or laid to rest. So get this freaking anvil off my chest, come on, funny feeling. Goes, it makes you stop and smell the roses if you're smart. So get this freaking anvil off my heart, come on, funny feeling. So it's not like I'm not blessed with something special in my world. Just around the next dark corner there's a blue-eyed dancing girl who'll love me like tomorrow comes with everything I need. And I just have to pay attention where this road I'm on might lead. I'm thinking, come on, funny feeling. The funny feeling knows the truth, the eye for eye, and tooth for tooth. It's something way back in your youth you should not second guess. The funny feeling never lies, it's there to open up your eyes and make you stop and realize you're blessed. So get this freaking anvil off my chest, come on, funny feeling. Come on, funny feeling. Come on, funny feeling. Come on, funny feeling.
Couple of records there that if Sean Burns would just give him a chance, I bet he'd love him. Fate's Right Hand. That was Come On Funny Feeling, and before that, The Houston Kid. Two dynamite perfect records back to back. Just absolute genius. Highway 17 from Rodney Crowell, for goodness sake. You won't hear on him on Boots and Saddle, but you'll hear him hearing him some more. Great music that you like. If you like country music, stick around. Tell the band to go home. We'll return.